In 1999, Buena Vista's city council thought it had found a way to reverse the community's chronic economic problems. The idea that looked so promising at the time set off a controversy that's still not entirely settled today. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says, at least for the moment, the city appears to have the upper hand.
Yeah, this story is from the Roanoke Times by Allison Graham, and it really goes back to the golf boom before it went bust, where the little city of Buena Vista decided that because of declining manufacturing, they needed a way to expand their tax base. And what better way to do that than to build a golf course? So they went out and borrowed money to do that. The golf boom went bust, and the golf course never made even close to the $660,000 a year in revenue to pay back the $9 million in bonds that they took out. In fact, in 2014, City Council voted to stop making payments altogether. This story is about the latest and maybe not the final turn, but a pretty significant bend in the road where the federal judges said that, in fact, Buena Vista can walk away from this loan. It has no legal obligation because the borrowing wasn't structured as a general obligation bond.
Buena Vista said it simply could not afford to make the payments any longer. Its insurer, ACA Financial Guarantee, disagreed, and a lawsuit was born. At the time, City Attorney Brian Kearney told Virginia Public Radio the sensible thing would be to negotiate.
And we would look at trying to be reasonable with ACA and reaching arrangements to pay them fair value for those real estate that they have security in the city.
And that's not just any old piece of real estate.
City Council, for collateral, put up City Hall and the police station. ACA Financial could soon, if they wanted to, legally take possession of City Hall.
The company doesn't want to. ACA says there's not enough value there to make them whole. Indications are ACA will appeal the ruling. In our next story, Culpeper County appears well situated to be a player in the growing solar power industry. But David, the question is that what the county wants?
Right. This story is by Donnie Johnston, a reporter with the Freelance Star. Board of Supervisors have spent 5 months studying the possible land use regulations for solar farms. The board seems to be all over the place. One member wants to ban them all together. One would like to keep them within set boundaries. One would like to put them everywhere. The result is they're just going to study it some more.
Advocates say the farms would occupy low-quality land that's not producing much income right now. They argue that farmers would collect a lot more in rent and the county would collect a lot more in taxes.
But Supervisor Sue Hansen, she just says, quote, people just don't like to look at these solar farms. The idea of having 3,000 acres, which is what they're talking about, of solar panels is not sitting well with some people.
Well, policy or not, applications for solar farms are still coming in. The matter is now back in the hands of the Rules Committee. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.